You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. Let's drink with Formal Shark. Hello and welcome back. What seems quite a while.
Yeah, it has been an actual age.
Yes. We've had a bit of a gap and we're one episode now gone
into the ether. Somebody might have deleted it before they'd edited it.
Yes. So, learned to back up and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, did those beers ever go on the wall?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
We're quite, so, the actual list of beers is quite behind.
Oh, okay.
I could do with doing a bit of administration.
Oh, okay. So it means that we've actually got an excuse to drink those beers again.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it was quite a good
night,
set
yes.
of beers. It was a lovely night, and it was outside like the previous podcast.
Yeah. You missed a good night anyway, people.
Yeah, well, yeah, they did. Shame you couldn't make it.
I don't know if the show was any good.
No.
Right, are we going to get straight on to the first
beer?
Yeah,
let's go straight on to the first beer. We were going to start with that one, weren't we?
Yeah.
So this one is from the Manchester Marble Brewery, and it's called Your Betrayal. It is 5%, and it is a 330ml bottle, and it cost £2.49. Was this from...
This was from...
Coppers.
I was
looking at you.
I was just trying to remember. I've been to a couple of beery shops lately. I've got some of them in the next show, so I'll talk about them then.
Yeah, cool. I'll pour yours first.
Are you pouring it? We're out the swing of things, aren't we?
We are. I mean, it does feel like a very, very, very long time. Mm-hmm. When realistically, it's maybe 3-4 weeks.
Yeah. We've done plenty of drinking since, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, we have.
Oh, I had that night, didn't we?
We had the very heavy night. Okay.
Right, this is a very clear... It is a Pilsner.
Yes, it says it's an American Pilsner. It's very, very light.
It's very fizzy. Yeah.
Exactly what you kind of expect.
Oh, it doesn't smell. It smells very citrusy.
Yeah. Wow.
That's nice. Very clean tasting.
Yeah.
Extremely clean.
It's got that... A very kind of...
It's wiped our food
straight
completely off
our
palate in a really nice way. That would go so well. Barbecues, curries, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's not like a pissy weak little lagery kind of pills.
What percentage is it? Oh, it's 5%.
5%. It's got a proper bitterness to it as well.
Yeah.
Trying to find the right words. Like, you can tell we've not done this for a while.
It's just a good example. Now,
very, very good example.
I think stuff like Pilsners and stuff, that although there's good examples, we'll find there's a lot of shite.
Yeah.
So I'm always that little bit hesitant going into a Pilsner.
But do you not think it's because there's that much mass-produced stuff under the Pilsner name, because it's easier for them to make something
that's
tasteless with that name?
Even sort of the littler breweries and stuff when they do a Pilsner, it's just quite often it isn't up to my particular taste.
Yeah.
But then I like big beers. You know, I like things with big tastes. And if you just don't have that big taste... there's a van going past from commercial and domestic clearance.
Yeah.
Or robbers. I bet they're robbing the place.
I bet they're robbers.
So if there's a robber in the area and you're listening to this, we know, we're onto you.
We saw you drive out that drive.
Yeah. So...
But, no, I think this is... I'm very surprised at it. I was expecting it to be very weak, overly fizzy. And actually, it's not. It's brilliant.
We'll just do food pairings the next show, because I haven't got that much stuff for food pairings.
Sure.
The mystery stuff. So what? Where are we going to put this?
Where would we put this?
You can't get close to the thing now, because I've put another table on.
Yeah, you've started, you know, making your house nice.
Well, not making my house nice, just putting tables on tables. Right, if I...
Are you trying to force your way past?
Yes, excuse me. Right.
Why do you even have furniture?
Why do I have furniture?
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed furniture.
I shouldn't be allowed to be an adult. Oh, I shit myself today.
Did Did you?
Plugged something in to here, and all the electrics went off.
Uh-huh.
And the whole house's electrics had gone off. Wouldn't come back on. I went outside, the whole street has gone off. Oh. So I take it was just a coincidence.
Not just that you tripped the entire street.
I'm just going to thingy... not quite as good as punk IPA, would you say that?
Yeah, you know what? I think in the right circumstances, I'd prefer it over punk.
All right, so
which is a bit brave.
Punk 62.
So what's 61?
61 is Wylam's and Left Handed's brewery Control Alt Delete. That was the alt beer they did.
It's around there. What's 63?
63 is Northern Alchemy's Grapefruit.
Ah, no, this isn't as good as that, I don't think.
I would put 61.
Yeah, 61.
61. 61. I'll put the light up there so it keeps lighting up so we can see it. Whoa, yeah. Somebody didn't put the...
phone on silent.
Phone on silent.
What a newbie mistake.
Yeah. I'd edit it out if I wasn't a lazy kid.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll be back in a minute with our next beer while we write down... and actually be prepared for doing a show.
Yeah.
See you in a bit. So we're back.
Beer number two.
We've never had these guys on the show, and yeah, actually we've drank a few of these.
Yeah.
This is from the Colonel Brewery in London.
I think that's the problem is the fridge is just getting fuller and fuller and fuller. Yeah, and it's like, I want to try this on the show, and then we drink it.
Yeah.
Because
I mean your fridge has been filled so many times with beers we both wanted to have on a show.
And that was accidentally
never happened
them.
Because we need to drink it and we're not doing enough shows.
So I think what people need to do is start funding this. Because if people can fund it enough so we can both leave our jobs, we could do a show a night.
Uh-huh.
And we could have one out each day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
would you happily die like that? Die in alcoholism?
I probably will anyway, but being paid for it'd be alright.
Yeah.
So the Colonel bottle's 500ml. This one was £3.19 from, was it Coppers?
Yes.
And it's 5.1%. For people that have never seen the Colonel before, their labels all look identical, bar, you know, the name of the beer.
But don't they not do really good chicken?
No, that's... KFC.
But the Colonel, isn't it?
Spelt with a D. It's a different kind of Colonel. This is Colonel with a K, as in like popcorn Colonel.
Oh, right. I don't know this sort of stuff. This is like English. I failed that at school. Oh, I've just scratched between me feet and the smell cheesy.
You gross. No, don't put it near me, you grot. So the Colonel tend to make them, and this one's called Pale Ale and Cluster. And they tend to call a lot of them, you know, Pale Ale or Table Ale. And they change the list, the different hops they use.
Right.
Because some of it's seasonal. Unless that's bullshit that I was told by somebody in a shop trying to sell me the same beer.
Ah, that might have been somebody just trying to...
But I have seen pale ale with a different hop on it before.
Slightly darker than the last beer.
Yeah.
So this is...
less fizzy.
Less fizzy. It's quite majestic looking at it.
Ooh. Ooh. My first thoughts were tea.
Like Monkey.
Bit of PG tips in your mouth. I said tips. Perverts.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting a lot of tea-ness to it.
Yeah, that's quite...
Again, another refreshing. It's a pale ale. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
Hasn't got as much flavour as the last beer.
No.
Not necessarily a bad thing. Are you just moving my crap about the
Yeah, so we don't fall across it while we're doing things.
Ooh. I think this is going to be a hard one to place.
Because actually it's nice.
Well, what am I getting now? I'm getting a different flavour now. So after that I'm getting almost a gooseberry taste.
Mmm.
Yeah. Sort of a gooseberry-ness. Not overly, just that, like...
Yeah.
Sort of flavour.
Yeah.
Mmm. Okay.
I don't know if that's better or worse. You know, I think that
it's very similar
because it's not got the same punch.
Did we give it 61? That one.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna have to be boring and give that one 61 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's of that sort of caliber. It's a really good beer.
Yeah.
And it's, you know,
it's not crap, and it's not, you know, it's not in the 70s, not amazing.
But I don't think you're ever going to get, with our palates,
no.
If we ever get a pale ale that's up high,
no.
That's of that, you know, that's what it is. It is what it is. Of what it is, it's a very good example.
Now, putting it down, £3.19 is maybe a bit pricey.
A bigger bottle. Nice big bottle.
It is, but I have seen them cheaper, and I know they have done their drinks cheaper.
I think, but it depends what hops and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, I think as a taste, that initial taste is something that's not as easy to come by as other beers. Yeah. So I'd still recommend picking one up to have a taste to see.
Well, because I mean, it's £3.20 essentially for just shy of a pint.
Yeah, and so, for some people that flavour could be the bee's knees.
Yeah.
I think for us it's not, or for me personally, it's not quite the bee's knees.
Yeah.
So for that reason,
I'm out.
Yeah. But I think if you like your lighter beers with a bit of flavour, definitely grab it to see if it is your bee's knees.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things with beers and us reviewing is everybody's tastes are different, and a beer that we might not necessarily like, somebody else could love.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that we're wrong or you're wrong or anything, it just means that everybody's tastes, but then that's the good thing about craft beer, is there's a style out there for everybody, there's a beer out there for everybody,
yeah.
And, you know, every generation, every sexuality, everything, there's a craft beer for. It's universal.
Universal.
And that's what we want to spread.
So we'll write that one down in a minute, but it's that flavour is so different.
Mm.
I was not again, it's kind of made me step back a bit and realise actually we're drinking beer, and I came in with a very pre-thought about what it should taste or what it's going to taste like. And it's nothing like it.
But I think how many times has that happened with beers now? And I think it's one of the things that I sort of believe is there's not a bad style of beer. There's bad examples of it.
Yeah.
And that each style of, within a style of beer, you can have such a spectrum of different flavours and things like that. Especially, you know, if you just think of all the IPAs that are out there at the moment, even excluding stuff like your double IPAs and things like that, you can have something that's one flavour and the next beer you buy of a different brewery, or even the same brewery doing the same the same ones, is just a complete different flavour. We'll press the stop button on this. We'll enjoy this beer and then get back to you.
Yeah. And beer number
three. Yes. You press record just at the time of no return. I was about to say, don't press, I need a fart, and then you press.
And then I pressed it. Well, I'm a moppet. I have to put that over the label, never mind. This is from Crate Brewery. I don't know if we've had any of theirs.
They've got cool pictures of
it. Yeah,
they've got one with a monkey on as well, haven't they? Did you buy that one?
I think I did. Are you opening the door because your farts were mad?
Yes.
And this is called Crate Brewery Sour. It's in a 330ml can, and it was £2.29 from Coppers, because I bought this.
Oh, this is when you went by yourself.
I went by myself because I had no beer in the house. It's all right, you went by yourself yesterday.
Today. No, but there was a time when I always had to take you.
Yeah, well, I was working today, so you couldn't.
Oh, back when you couldn't
drive.
The
other day, I was already that way on. Ooh.
That's like grapefruit red. Is it great? Has it got grapefruit in it?
It says go sour power with hibiscus flower and passion fruit to boot.
Ooh, I like passion fruit. Oh, it might get a bit frisky in a minute.
Oh dear.
I'll just shut that door again.
I know what you look like. I don't want to get frisky with you. That's not to say that ladies don't want to get frisky with you. They're blind. They're just you know, partially sighted. Crikey, that's sour.
Yes. It's not that sour. I like it. Is there some left in?
Yeah, there's some left in. Right. For our visit later.
Yeah.
Yeah, our one listener. See, we're saving for you. No, I think it's got that very initial sour... Whoa! And then it mellows out nicely.
Yeah.
You know how you can get some crap sours that just stay horribly sour? And some sours which... the sourness is very, very, like, slight.
Yeah.
This has got that kind of sour cheeks pull in.
Yeah.
And then it eases off.
Yeah, it's quite nice. It's a nice...
You get to feel the flavour out of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of flavour going on there. It's... Yeah.
I don't know. There's something I don't quite like about
it. See, there's something I really like about it. And I can't put my finger on it that's doing me head in because... It's a lot of things that... There's a lot of sours I don't like.
Yeah. But it's this. There's something I really don't like in it, and there's something I like about it. It feels like, you know, that dirty secret you've got. You know, the one song you listen to that, you know, you're like, oh, well, my mates won't like me listening to
this. I'm glad you said that. I was wondering where
this was going. Awesome. Or, you know, it could be your mistress. You know, you got a dirty mistress that's, like, filthy. And, you know, you just,
she tasted like this.
Yeah, well, maybe she does. That could be the reason you stay with her. But, you know, it's to me, this is your dirty little secret beer. There's something you will love about it. And there's something you're just not going to like.
Where am I going to put this on the board?
And this is...
I'm thinking I've got in my head where I want to put it.
I kind of do as well.
You say yours?
65.
Exactly that. Exactly. I went, right, couple up from the others.
Yeah.
I went, that's an empty gap. I'm going to put my money on. Yeah. Why do we do this? Is this because we're so in tuned or what?
It's probably because we should really be married and then, you know,
We are going to have to every time have little whiteboards and write them down because we could so easily have... I could just be like... copying.
It could
but
be.
I'm not. No. Honestly, I put it down. I thought, yeah, 65 is where I want to put
great
it.
Great brewery, I think, has done quite an interesting drink here. Mm-hmm.
And I think certainly the people who are looking, because I think there's obviously a lot of different types of craft beer fans, that, and there's certainly one set of them that are always looking for something different.
Yeah.
And if you're one of them people that are questing for difference, then that's definitely... It's a one to go for.
Yeah.
On the difference of... And it tastes nice. Yeah.
It's only 3.5%, which is a bit lower than the others we were drinking.
Breakfast beer, then.
So, yeah, I mean, do you know the way it tastes? You could have it for breakfast. It's probably one a day.
I suspect you could do something quite cool as a cocktail with it as well.
Yeah.
But
I do suspect it's only a five a day.
It should be. Everything is.
Yeah.
But isn't beer not just bran flakes?
Possibly a bit more to it, but yeah. So
does the bran flakes affect the next day if I have a lot of beer?
Mm. So, basically, bran flakes with fruit.
Yeah.
That's what we could describe this as.
But it doesn't taste like bran flakes.
No,
bran flakes
it tastes like fruit.
Right, should we stop this, finish this beer, and then...
And then have our roundup.
So we've had three different beers, like we always have.
Well, not always. Sometimes we pair beer with beer.
Yes.
And, like, on specials, we might have several others.
Is that just because we're going to have a special coming up in the near future?
That's a lovely segue, is our Brewdog special coming up in a couple of episodes' time.
Yes, that'll be about two episodes' time, I lose one.
Unless, if you delete it, I will have to punch you.
No, we'll sort that out. So we had a very nice Pilsner at the start.
Yes, from Manchester Marble Brewery.
That we put it at 61.
Yeah.
We then went for the Kernel Pale Ale Cluster at 61 as well.
And
then we went for...
Coming in at this week's number one.
Yeah, it is Create Brewery Sour.
And that's all it's called, sour.
Sour, and we put that at 65, but we didn't write that down on our
document yet.
So you'll have to remember to do that after the...
I feel our roundups, sum ups at the end. I'm not allowed to call them roundups.
No, because of that stupid...
Because it could be copyrighted by a different show.
Yes, this other show called Retread with a couple of plonkers playing about. That's youtube.com/retreadtv because it wouldn't pay for the domain after it went...
Yeah. Bastard. Where Phil has hair.
Yes, I have hair
that's,
on that.
That's why it's worth watching. So, yeah. I feel as though where was I going with that? The sum ups we should do it Top of the Pops style at the end. And this is number three.
All right,
this
week's number two. I thought you were going a bit Jimmy Savile.
No.
Just got a question.
Uh-huh.
What's that stain?
That's a bit of dust from your house. Look at it all the way up here. I've been leaning on your walls. And I've got clots.
I wonder if someone saw a stain.
No, I've not spunked on these. Not this t-shirt. This is my work one. Can't go in work with.
Oh, it's a casual t-shirts. Friday, was it?
No, it's always casual. It's a university. They don't have a real dress code.
Well, when I've seen you there, you wore a suit. Not a suit. You had a shirt on?
Yeah, because I had a shirt clean. I didn't have any other clean clothes.
Oh, right. So you should.
I was just like, do I go in a shirt or a scruffy top?
Does that mean when we go out on a Friday, you're just going to be all casual now?
Well, it depends. I might put a nice shirt on and look a bit better than this.
Your pulling shirt on.
Put my pulling shirt on.
I've got a new pulling shirt. Have you? At my brother's wedding.
And does it? Did it work?
It looks. Well, no, it didn't work. But it looks quite
nice. Didn't work. So how
do you say it? I do look slightly like a chimney breast in it.
Do you?
It's
like brickwork or stone.
Wallpaper.
Wallpapered brick. It's chimney breast. Why do you have like a massive fire in your loins? Because if you've got a fire in your loins, that might need a doctor. It's burning.
Oh, that sex is on fire.
That was terrible. You know what? That's just worth stopping right there.
What?
That was terrible. Shouldn't be allowed to sing.
Well, no, but...
The logical ending was just you going, oh, my sex is on fire.
And then you did it worse than me.
Well, that's because I was impersonating you.
You had more.
I could do it better.
Okay, right, do it more better.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to.
I know you singing. You're about as tone deaf as me.
I can do it better than you.
Come on, do it better.
I shouldn't have to prove myself
to you. Yes, you should.
I don't have to prove myself.
I'm a bigger boy than you in every sense of the word. So you've got to prove it.
Not in every sense. Well, your boobs are bigger. But no, I don't need to prove myself to you.
Right, write in to sharks@formalshark.co.uk if you think Bob should prove himself to me by singing. Is it Kings of Leon?
It's either that or The Killers or something like that. I have musical knowledge. Sex on Fire, I don't even think that's the name of that song.
But they do have a massive like having a shit.
Yeah.
And then,
I was going to say that with the noises you were making earlier.
Your sex is on fire.
Yeah.
And it is about sexually transmitted diseases, isn't it? It was for an awareness of that.
No, I think it was actually saying that somebody was really good at sex as opposed to they had VD.
But surely if it feels like your sex is on fire, it's because you haven't got your lady, without being too gross, moist enough.
Old gentleman.
Old gentleman, yes.
Yes.
But if you haven't got them moist enough,
I mean,
then it's probably going to be like...
Does that go fire? Presumably that's just more warm than fire. Fire's probably an actual problem. Like, you know...
Yeah, but if you have two sticks...
Like using Vicks as lube or something, that would feel like fire. That's going to be a bit more than just they're not lubed up enough.
Yeah. So if you are from the band that created that song, if you'd like to email in at
formalshark.co.uk or tweet us at formalshark. We are on Facebook, but you know just one of the other two we're more likely to respond.
Look at the pings.
We get the pings on the Facebook of people going, oh, somebody's liked your page, somebody's commented. It was just like, oh, good friend.
We've had the same interactions with both. So yeah, we do like comments, especially if we meet you at random drinking events at Wylam.
Yeah.
And then you message us. We really appreciate that. If you're still listening, email us in any time.
Yeah. And what was the other one? We're on iTunes. I keep forgetting.
Oh, yes, we're on iTunes.
In the little world of Apple, because we don't use Apple phones. Remember, rate us good and give us a comment, because for some reason this means things in the Apple world. Not the number of listeners, just the comments saying that.
Yes, so just say we're mint. Say we're bad if you really think we're
bad.
Yeah,
but put why? Five stars and say we're shit. That's fine.
But I would question why you're still listening at this point.
Maybe they're
if you think we're bad.
Maybe they're desperate. They've got nothing else to do in their lives but listen to us bully them.
And witter on about beer.
And badly sing.
Yes, and badly describe a beer.
Should for one of our specials, should we have a karaoke special?
No.
Where we've got to sing and drink at the same time? Are you sure?
I think you would seem
to like your singing.
We would enjoy it, but the listeners out there may decide to commit suicide after they've listened to both of us sing.
It's not commit suicide, it's attempt suicide.
Well, it depends if they're successful.
Because commit, it means it's a criminal offence, and it isn't anymore.
Ah, right.
Yeah, we've got to be PC on this show. It's not commit suicide, it's attempt suicide.
Right.
Exactly, because after we've been talking about not lubing up, we can't make the wrong distinction in case we upset somebody.
Yes. So, to sum up this...
we should all be politically correct.
And you should always lube up. If not, your sex will be like on fire. Or at least be enough of to turn the woman on.
Or gentleman. I mean, I don't think if you...
Does gentleman...
I don't think it works that way.
For gentlemen?
Yeah.
I don't think it does. No. But for women, if you're a woman on woman, or man on woman, or whatever gender you want to be... just make sure you turn them on a lot.
Yeah, for the KY jelly.
You know. Or that if you want to rush into things. But I would say that rubbing the nipples is much cheaper.
But if I rub your nipples, it's never gonna make you moist.
Yeah, but I am not a lady. I do not have a vajayjay.
Yeah, but what if when we go back later and have our sexual intercourse?
Yes, but we're on about rubbing females.
You were just on about sex being
but I'm on about is if you rub a lady's boobies, then you don't need to spend the money on jelly.
Okay.
And the woman will appreciate it more because they will think you're paying attention and they like foreplay.
Okay.
This is very good advice for me. I'm saving you money and making them seem more caring.
You're like Martin Lewis off the TV.
Yeah. Exactly.
He should get you on. Money saving advice.
You know,
rub the tits instead of getting KY jelly.
Yes.
Is that what you say?
Yes, that is my advice.
We've gone downhill.
Yes.
Why do the end of these shows always do this?
And this is the first one in of a three show run. By the end of it, I'm just going to be shouting obscenities.
Oh, hey, your pussy's coming to the house.
Hello, Ben. But he meowed.
He did.
He actually meowed. That's the first time he's meowed on the show. Anyway. We're going to stroke, Ben. We'll see you next week.
Five
or when
minutes.
I decide to put it on.
5 minutes.
But for them, it's a delayed reaction.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Good night. Or morning if you're in the car. You are listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.